everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what part of the world you're joining me from. Fellow listeners, my audience, it's just a great pleasure to be here with you once again today. My name is Princess Joy, the host of the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. The Good Life Podcast is all about bringing you information, ideas, and whatever it takes to make you to live a good life. And today, I'm going in that same trajectory, and I'm bringing to you somebody who is a coach, an authority in his own right. He's a consultant, and there are so many parts about him. We're going to be talking about something very crucial today, very important to you and to me, to everybody, because the topic is effective strategies for major life events. And there are so many major life events, but even as a college student, a worker, there are some life events that we need to plan for. So you have things like when you're starting uni, or maybe your child is going to university, you want to get married, oh, that beautiful wedding. I'm sure we all know how it is to plan Nigerian weddings. Yeah, you want to go on retirement, and there are some major life changes, especially if you have somebody who is sick in your family, which is something that happens, because when we are looking at both the good side, we also look at the bad side. So these are major life events, and I have Coach Kenechukwu, fondly and affectionately called Coach KK. He is a distinguished leadership coach with 15 years experience across various sectors, including aviation, print media, non-governmental organizations, and education. He's the lead coach at KK Consulting. He leverages his rich background and expertise to empower emerging leaders to make a meaningful impact in the marketplace, guided by a spirit of faith and purpose. I'm just going to be reading snippets of his profile as we go along on this conversation, because it is so rich. So Coach KK moved to UK recently, and I want him to just tell us about how your background, Coach KK, we are starting this conversation now. Tell us, what made you to move to UK? It is a major life event, and I'm sure you must have planned for it. So let's start from there.
You know, it's very good. Thank you so much, Coach Joy, for Princess Joy, for the opportunity to really add value to your audience through this podcast. You know, it's a privilege, and I love the fact, to just answer that question, you know, I said in that particular, when you read the bio, it talks about the spirit of faith, you know, and sometimes it's always important to also know when God is leading you to go in a particular direction. For me, you know, going to UK wasn't like, funny enough, it wasn't something I had a plan for years before. Right? I didn't have a specific plan for it years before. And but one thing I can tell you is that in 2017, I have that journal here. When I was writing some of my vision board, the ideas of things I would love to do, one of the things I had there was I wanted to relocate with my family to, but it wasn't specific about the country. I wasn't very sure about the country. But I know I talked about going to one of the European or American nations for a period of time. You know, because I was nurturing this thing that there was something about me to do beyond the shores of Nigeria, you know. So, it was just a desire, you know, a desire I had inside of me. I had it documented. And that time, but I had a lot of things that season. It wasn't going to be possible for me to say in that time because I was going to migrate or leave the shores of Nigeria. So that was what happened. And but in 2022, right, it was an opportunity just came up, right? An opportunity to move with my family, right? So in 2022, the opportunity came up and we kind of, it was a short plan thing. It just didn't, we planned it on the year and everything just worked out. It was miraculous, right? It was miraculous, even the provisions and everything. So it's important to as well know when God is leading you to go somewhere and then you know, you be able to follow the plan of God and yield and, you know, and watch what he can do. It's also important to plan. I'm not saying, but there's a place of understanding when God has planned it, you follow his plan, right? Yes. Everything will work out fine. When you plan it, to plan it, you also need to plan well. So it's always behind you.
Yes, thank you. So what I get from this story now is at times major life events, we know they will happen, but there are some that are actually major. You don't need to plan. Take 10 years or more to plan. Just being ready, being in that frame of mind. And then you also need to be intentional, putting your information, putting your ideas together.
Yeah.
And look out for areas where you can get help when it comes to be able to lead you to, you know, achieving your objective. That's really good.
Yeah.
Thank you for that information.
Thank
just
you.
2002, I mean, it's not even too long, but you seem to have been so grounded. Because if I read your profile, I see, and I also looked at you on your Instagram page. You were teaching German. How did you come about that? I thought it was just about coaching, but the German flavor to it, it just makes it so awesome. It means you have really planned it. How did this German come about?
Okay, that was another story. You said 2002, it was 2022, I think you were trying to say.
Okay,
you said
2022,
okay. Yes. So, but before, prior to that, that was a long earlier when I was still a lot younger. I was opportune as well to live in Germany. So as a young person, after graduating from university, I lived in Germany for some years. So when I lived in Germany, I had the opportunity to learn German language. Through that experience, so all those things are things, part of the things that, you know, add to what I do, you know. So I had the opportunity to learn German, to live there, work there for a long time before coming back to Nigeria in 2011. So that's basically how the German side
came in. Okay, so now to another aspect. As a growth coach, how will you advise somebody who has come to you to say, I want to grow? How will you coach the person to be able to make an impact and to really see himself growing in what area he has purposed for himself in order to be able to achieve a long-term objective?
It's basically one of the, for us, it depends on individuals, right? Like, you ask, as a coach, you want to find out some things. First of all, you want to really know, you want to do a kind of assessment on the person, find out what they really want. You know, you want to look at their background, you want to see what are their wins, what have been their past experiences, and what have been the limitations of their experience, what do they want from life. You want to know what they want. You want to know what their immediate goals are. And you want to help them really find where they are. you know, I used to tell people, it's not one size fit all, right? It's always like you need to locate where someone is so you can help the person to grow. We all have unique experiences. We all have unique that really inform the choices we make. We have unique environment and unique, you know, disciplines and skills. It's important to know where people are. So for me, the first thing I want to assess is to find out where you are, will be able to, that is customized to help you go from where you are to where you need to be.
Okay, I'll call that a position analysis, because if you don't know where you are, like the same thing as self-awareness, you need to know yourself in order to be able to grow yourself. You have to analyze your current situation to know where you are before you can begin to say you want to grow. And if you know where you are, it can help you to be able to figure out your directions. I guess that's what you're trying to say, Coach Conrad. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you once again, Coach Conrad. Now, let's talk about major life events. So, how will somebody prepare himself psychologically for an event that will be life transforming? What are the psychological, emotional preparations a person will need? And even the financial consideration as well. So can you just advise or coach a client who wants to embark on a transformational life event on what he needs to do?
I will really start. It always starts with your mindset. It always starts from building a strong mindset. That is ready for anything and equal to anything that shows up in life. Because life will always happen. You know, events can happen. Some of them can be very good, can be demanding, can be challenging, can, you know, challenge you to be, do, have more. A lot of them will challenge you to be, do, have more. Basically, whether even if it's a good thing or it comes out in negative version, it's about challenging us to be, do, and have more. It's going to stretch us. It's going to be, but it comes from what perspective you have. So I want to help somebody, you know, look at, shape their mindset, how they basically see themselves, how they see themselves. Do they see themselves as someone that is able to face, boldly face the demands of life or circumstances? If you're not ready for it psychologically, certain things come and they break a man or break a woman, right? Certain events happen that break someone. For example, I'll give you an example, okay?
Yes.
Some years ago, that was about 2015. And I was, you know, just married. We had two children at that time. And the second one was quite young, was a baby. And that was when I lost my dad. My dad passed on unexpectedly. 3 months after that, it's okay. It's part of those things. I lost an aunt. I lost an uncle. And then I lost an aunt. And at 60, that's in a space of 6 months, this happened. And you know, at that point, it was tough for me. You know, my mom was just late, and she lost her two of her siblings in the space of 6 months, right? Wow. After losing her. So those are things that happen in life, you know. If you had plans, there were plans, things I had, because I'm the eldest in my family. And the things I had, plans, and all of a sudden my dad is gone, you know. So plans had to change, things had to be delayed, you know, and some of those things happen, and some people can quit or bow out of life. So but there are things and seasons that that life demands you to be tough, to be able. So if in that season I wasn't that in that frame, psychological frame of mind, you know, you might not see me. I would have given up in life. I would have accepted less. I would have hoped for less. So it's about, first of all, building your mindset. And today we have a generation of people who want quick fix. They want to get it fast. They want to get it quick. They don't take time to develop the foundation, which is building yourself up on the inside. Whether you want to succeed in life, you have to have a strong positive mindset about what you want to achieve. So in other words, I would say this way: even when what you want hasn't yet shown up, right? You have to be strong on the inside, to a place where you are confident that, like, it's there already. Like, you are so confident that nothing can take it beyond reasonable doubt that you can be there. So that's how the psychological place comes. When you're strong on the side, you are able to face the the challenges that will face you on that journey. They will definitely come. With challenges come, with limitations come, with failures come, with mistakes happen, they are going to happen. But if you are not strong, a lot of people bow out because of those circumstances that confront them on their journey from where they are to where they want to be. I think, does that answer your question in some way? So I help clients to develop that mindset. It's important. Finding where you want to go to, and help them build a strong mindset that can take them there.
Yeah, so are there any routines or mental principles that you would recommend for you to really build a mindset? If you can just recommend one or two.
Yes, basically. Yes, basically. One of the key things I found out with very successful people is that they have a daily routine. They have a process that when they wake up in the morning, it's not a daily routine, the things they start their day with. They start their day with a certain discipline, right? Yes. Some people have maybe 3 things they must do in the morning, sometimes 4 things they must do in the morning. And those things are very critical. That helps you. Steve Covey would call it something like sharpen your saw. You know, to sharpen your saw. What do you do daily to sharpen your saw? And those things should help you in areas of your spiritual life, your intellectual life, you know, your career and your goals and things like that. Some people have 3 things they do in the morning. Some people have things like 5 things they must do in the morning. But definitely you want to help somebody build a routine that they go through on a consistent basis.
For me, I would say the routine that I have consistently, I have been doing it for some time now, is to make sure that I read a verse and memorize it from the Bible. That is my routine. So it just helps me to go through my day. I pick the verse. I may even repeat one, but I make sure that I build it. I meditate on it, reflect on it, and it helps me to go through my day. That's one routine I can share with you right now.
Yeah. For me, this might be something that I have something I call, I have an acronym that helps me. And it's called, I call it devotion, right? I call it devotion. Devotion. Then I let her cut it down to devote, right? Because at the time my busy schedule was so much, I wasn't able to. So I cut it down to devote. So what it means is there are kind of 5-6 things I try to do in the morning, right? 5-6 things I try to do. And some days, because of schedule, sometimes I'm okay if I get to, but I do at least 3 of them in the mornings, right? Like I achieve around 3 of them. And one of them is having a deep dive with God, something like meditate on God's word, read God's word, or, you know, read the Bible, or things like that. Another thing is to exercise daily, right? To do something to exercise, to keep myself physically fit. And another thing I try to do is to kind of review my goals, look at what do I want to do today, really look at what my day will look like. And some of those things are the things I try to do. And then read something, you know. Another one, but that devote stands for something. The D stands for deep dive, deep with God. The E stands for exercise. The V there stands for visualize your day, you know. And O there stands for organize your day. And then the T is just like think reflective, reflect today, reflect on, you know, something you read, and then educate your mind, which can be. So sometimes, you know, I do, you know, you could be take a prayer walk, and in walking, I'm praying, I'm exercising at the same time, you know, things like that. And when, if I have ideas, when I prayed, I kind of reflect on those ideas. Read my Bible, reflect on them. So these are some things that help me. And, you know, it's, I also have to make it flexible because of the demand. Sometimes you don't have all the time, but you make sure you do certain things in the day, in the morning before you leave. So that's for me, what that helps you build a strong spirit, you know, strong heart. Yeah. You know,
exactly. Then let's now go about really looking at the financial situations when you are going through a major life event. How can you plan your financial situation? What are the things you would consider in situations like this? You mentioned something about going through loss of your father, and there would have been financial implications in that situation. What do you?
What I tell people, really, if you're starting life, it's important to make sure you have something that brings you income. You have to have a consistent way of getting money into your purse. Yeah. The next thing you need to do is, it's important before you start thinking of, let me buy this, let me get this, let me get all those kind of things that come, it's important to build what you call, I call it the unexpected expense fund. It's important to have an unexpected expense fund. Some people call it fund. Some people call it things like emergency fund, right? So I call it unexpected expense fund. Because if you don't have that, things are going to always happen that you didn't plan for. You know, you drive a car, your car can break down and you need to spend a lot of money on it. You have some appliances that you need in your home to do what you need to do. You need to be able to have extra money when it breaks down that won't affect your daily living, right? It's important to build that as quickly as possible, right? Like when you have that money, even if it's you're in Nigeria, it's 100K, just have that and build on it, start building on it. It's money that is untouchable. It's some money that nothing, it's not like any, it's not going to be touched by anything. It's something that helps you solve unexpected problems. It's a game changer. This is a game changer. People will look at it and seem like it's nothing. It's a game changer. Because when you have that and begin to build on it over time, you have that thing there that can help you on days when unexpected things happen. That is the first step. And as you build it to a particular stage, right, you start expanding it for things like investment into businesses or things like that, or or it might help you start buying an equipment for your vision, your dream business, your dream career, whatever your assignment you feel that this is what you would love to do with your life. It's important to have that first and build on it gradually and start expanding a little bit, right? And while you're earning, and you will find out that after a while, you have a foundation and capacity to launch into what you want to go to do.
Exactly.
So that helps you. And then when things happen, even as you're pursuing a dream or a vision, even if things unexpectedly happen, you have a post that helps you deal with that and, you know, without really shaking your dream, without really, you know, affecting your plans and your, you know, what you want to do. Really, I had to learn this by hard knocks, you know, things happen and you learn how to do these things.
Exactly.
So that's a little bit what I could tell somebody. That's what to be very about generosity, even when you're saving and doing that. Be generous, you know, be generous with time, be generous to people, build relationships, because building relationships is very critical, even in your financial future. You know, it's people that gives you jobs, people that gives you opportunities. Right now, if somehow I didn't build good relationships, I won't be able to be in your podcast. You know, I won't have the opportunity to be in your podcast.
Build that your network. Your network is your net worth.
Exactly. So I would tell that to people.
Yes. Yes, thank you that very much for that brief summary. I gained a lot from what you have just said. You said that we should have a consistent stream of income. It may not be 10, 5, but just let it be consistent. Yeah. It can be a business. It can be a job. Do it. In addition, that emergency fund, the fund that you deliberately put aside for any emergency that can happen.
Yeah.
That's really very important and crucial for planning for major life events, so that it doesn't disrupt your daily plan and then messes you up. And then when financial issues come and you cannot attend to it, it can even turn into something else, mental health challenge, depression. But if you have something set aside, that confidence that, I can go there, I can take out of my fund and take care of these expenses without it affecting maybe my children's education, my daily feeding or whatever, helps.
It's very important. And as you build it, people can have it for 3 months of their living expenses. You want to start with maybe 1 month of your living expenses, build it to 2 months of your living expense, build it to 3 months. As you grow, expand it. If there are business opportunities you have that will help you generate more money to grow it, if there's something you need to that you don't use that you might sell off and add to it, build it by all means. It will help you. You don't even know, people can lose their job unexpectedly. If you lose your job in the first 3 months, will you now start, you know, looking for money to eat? But if you have that and you lose that job that brings you income, or that business fails, you have something to really go on for some couple of months and weeks for you to be able to find something else to take care of what, you know, is missing.
Very good. Yes, thank you. Then another thing that just came to my mind now, planning for your legacy. Your legacy, as in maybe when you're no more there, what will people remember about you? They said you can actually write the script of how you will be remembered when you're no more there. So how do you plan for that as an individual? Or how will you advise somebody to plan for
their legacy? For that?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things, for example, I want to be remembered for, I'll give you an example for myself. I think I want to be remembered for someone who inspired people to become better than they are, to grow. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the things is, even in daily life, you're preparing your legacy. Every day, the people you meet every day, like I'm talking with you, it's legacy you're leaving, because that's what people will remember you for, you know, and helping people helping people to become more, do more, have more, even without people paying you, like people come around you and you asking them what's going on in your life, what's your vision, what do you want to do, and the person shares something. And the fact that tomorrow the person is walking by, you ask the person a question like, how about that thing, what's going on, can I have, what's going on with it, and then you ask them, you drop one or two comments and add value to that. Could you do this? Could you do that? Can you do that? It helps a lot. I can tell you that I remember one time, it was in my local church. There was someone who used to be my local church. And I think we went for an evening service and we were going home, and I gave the lady a lift or something. And then dropped the person off. And I said, what are you doing? The person said this. And I added one or two things. I just, what, would you do this? Would you do that? I think the person was in the point where they didn't know the way forward. And many months later, I went to a supermarket to buy something. And this lady walks up to me and said, do you remember me? I said, no. That particular case. I said, yes, I remember your face. How are you? It's been a long time I saw you. Yes. And this person said, do you know that very day, those things you said, I put them to practice. Look at where I am now, right? I have a job. I'm doing this with my life. I said, oh, so how much legacy those are things, little things that we can do day to day.
Yes.
To build a legacy, right? Some of other things we could do to build a legacy is, you know, it's very important for me to share. Another thing, you know, you might have a family. Your audience might have a family. Someone might have a family. It's important to start thinking about what are you going to leave for your children? What would you have for them? You know, the Bible says that a good man leaves inheritance for his children.
For his children, generation, yeah.
So sometimes, different kinds of legacy. Sometimes people think, oh, I don't have money. I've not built a house. Things have not happened like this. But the legacy you could leave, a legacy of relationships, you know, building strong relationships that you can connect your children, that your children can go, people that tomorrow your kids can say, I can call this person, I can call up this person, even if for some reason, I can reach out to this person. Those are legacies you can leave right now. So it's important building good relationship, having good name with people. That's critical. Then as God blesses you financially, find ways also to build legacy. You know, investment. Can you invest in one thing? Thank God with the emergence of internet today, if you want to leave financial legacy, I mean, you can start to, you know, build up funds through investments, stocks, investments, you know, buy up these things. They are there. These things weren't available to us before 10 years, 20 years ago. You need to be a very rich person to have these things. But you can start putting out 50K, build it up, and start putting a little bit of money into these things. And you find out, and you do it consistently, things will change. And those are some things that you could do. You can, you know, think about, what can I write? You know, writing is a legacy. You know, are there things can you start putting ideas together? Yeah. That's what really one of the things I'm trying, you know, really working on right now, trying to write, you know, can you write and write, you know, some couple of books and things like that, even things that you are doing with this podcast, YouTube, they are going to be online forever. Your children can go there and listen to what their mom have done before, you know, through that, and watch, you know, the things that their mother has done, which is legacy, and see how their mom grew, from, you know, being this to develop this, building this large audience, writing books, because these things will grow and they become legacy. Your kids can listen to a thing you said so many years and learn from it. So these are inheritances. These are things you leave for children's children. It's not about money, but also some of these things. And these things, your kids can take them and multiply them, right? They can take maybe they now grow and learn some skills, and they say, hey, what mom did here can become this, and can become that, and can become that. So you find out that you've left something behind for them to use.
Even
your journal, the things you write, the ideas you've documented so many years can be inheritance you give to them. It's wisdom you are keeping for them. Because he said, you lay up wisdom. You are laying it up. When you write those things, they are wisdom.
Yes. You know,
child can look through your journal someday and see some thoughts that you wrote down, and it becomes it might be the thing they need at that time. So it's investment that we are leaving for our children. If you tell people like Paul that wrote the Bible, or many authors that wrote books, that what the letters he was writing to a church will be something mm-hmm. that will impact billions across the globe. Thousands of years later, he might not agree. So many things are things we can do to leave legacy for our children.
Thank you. People will think that it's just money, but no, it is not just money. There are so many things. So my listeners, just know that it's not just money. We are hearing directly from Coach Conrad. When you want to leave a legacy, it can be anything. The books that you write, your journals, the relationships that you have built with friends, with neighbors, with extended family. Those are legacies that you can leave for your dependents, and that can be what people will remember you by when you are no more there. So start doing it now. It's not just the money. Your relationships count. Thank you so much, good Conrad. As we're gradually winding down, can you just tell me what some people can take for granted? What life events some people can take for granted, but they really should think about it and intentionally plan for it so that it can, you know, create an awareness or create, you know, a need for you to really plan. So what one thing do you think people take for granted, but they should plan for?
There are so many things that people can take for granted. This question took me off balance, but I'm thinking right now something will come to my mind. It's not off balance, but really I'm trying to think about something that people take for granted.
I think for me, I would say like educating yourself, building a skill.
Okay. Yeah.
That can take you far.
Yeah, that skill is something. But what one of the things, now that comes to my mind, people take for granted, a lot of people take for granted, especially coming from our background, coming from, you know, Nigeria and Africa. One of the key things people take for granted is actually personal growth, right? Personal growth is something that people take for granted a lot. You know, like you can talk to a businessman or a young person and tell them, come on here, come for a mindset seminar, you know, like that. People are saying, no, I want something that will give me money. Tell me this, you know, something that will give me money quickly.
Who mindset help?
yeah. And even businesses, you come to businesses, the only thing they are thinking about, even when they are doing well, what will give us more profit now? Profit. But you and I are from the Maxwell Leadership team. And we understand that the greatest investment is in your people. And when people invest in their personal growth, every other thing follows suit, right? It takes people to build money. It takes skill sets to build money. So people that don't invest in themselves, it will cost you money. It will cost you time, and it will cost you energy to build yourself up to be who you, to become a person of value. So that people will, you will be on demand for the world to, you know, every kind of business idea, whether product, services, some of them will fail at certain times, but an evolving person will never fail. You always be in demand. You always be in demand. If you are ever growing, you are ever green, you will always be in demand. I'll give you an instance. There was a time in my life, I'm sorry, I was even for, if you have an audience that I hope, people that are faith, people that are Christians, people that are faith. And I realized that I believe the Spirit of God was ministering to my heart. You know, I won't say, but I felt that inspiration that, you know, so many times when people go to church and people are, there's something created, like when people say the kingdom of God, kingdom thing, it looks like it's just the church, right? And it seems like people's investment, when you invest, whether you are giving, whether you are committing your time, is to evangelism, reaching out, winning souls, and doing these things. But one day, this scripture says that the kingdom is within you. That the kingdom is within you made a very big impact, impacted me a lot. It shows that the kingdom is within me. It shows that the kingdom is not just the body of Christ, as in the general body of Christ, but I also am the body of Christ. So if I should give it my time to the growth and the expansion of the body generally, whether I'm giving my finances, what I'm giving to that project, I have the responsibility to sow some seed, you know, we call it sowing seed, into my own, the kingdom within me. It's my responsibility to sow, to invest in that kingdom within me.
Exactly.
I realized, and the Holy Spirit told me then, something happened. When, after I signed up, I became a Maxwell Leadership member. In my local church, I began getting invitations to come and help do local trainings in my church.
Okay.
and the Lord pointed me to that and said, if you didn't do that qualification, nobody's going to call you to add value.
Exactly.
Because you invested in yourself. You invested into the kingdom, into the gift that I've put inside of you. Many people die with their gifts because they didn't invest in it.
Invest in it.
They didn't buy books to read. They didn't go for seminars and conferences. They didn't spend time with people who think bigger than they think.
Than they are.
They will never grow beyond where they are. So my advice for anybody listening, no matter what you're doing, there must be a budget of your time and money for your own personal development. It is your lifeline to success, whether spiritual growth, financial growth, or whatever kind of growth you want, relational growth. You must invest in that for you to become that.
Yeah, very good. Invest in yourself. You should have a budget for your own personal growth. Some people will say, oh, I work in a company, they didn't take me on training, I didn't go on training this year, but they pay you salary. You can easily take that portion, plan for it, do something that make you to be a better person. So don't just depend on the job taking you on training. Have your own personal development plan, which is really important for
you. Very important. The one that company will do for you. Sorry, the one the company would do for you would be based on what they think is good for you.
Yes.
But you are the one that would do the one that you know is needful for you. You are the one that would design the one that is needful for you. Because that's where you know where you need to be. So sometimes I'm not bothered if they don't give me training. They give me training at work or not. I have my own training plan. I train. You know, so it's something that will help people out there.
Yeah. So Coach Conrad, now we are gradually winding down. What is one personal mantra or philosophy that you live by in terms of, you know, your financial well-being? What is one personal mantra that you live by? Share with us.
One particular mantra and quote that really struck me was one of them is the law of process, right?
The law of process, okay.
Yeah, John Maxwell, it says something that leadership is a process, right? It talks about that growth happens daily, not in a day. The core of it is that growth happens daily, not in a day.
Not in a day.
So, in other words, every day the opportunity to grow is happening. Every day. Every day it's happening. Every encounter, experience is an opportunity to grow.
To grow.
It's an opportunity to grow. if you take time to reflect on it.
Exactly.
And I'll bring you to it takes me to another quote he said in The Law of Growth. A quote, it talks about that people say that experience is the best teacher. And John Maxwell said, no, he didn't agree with it. That struck me. He said that evaluated experience is your best teacher.
Best teacher.
You being able to sit down with the experiences of the day and think through it. What did I learn from it?
What did I learn?
What could I do differently that I didn't do? Yeah, what happened? What didn't happen? And what can I do differently? Just this kind of three questions can shift anybody's life if they do it consistently, thinking through the daily experiences. When you're reading or learning something from people we meet every day. Yeah.
Thank you very much. You learn every day. And not daily, right?
That's not in it. Not in a day.
Okay. You learn every day. Mm. Yeah.
Not in a day.
Thank you very much, Coach. So now, where can my listeners find you? Because I know that you are a growth coach and you do so many other things to help people to improve their skills, their leadership. Yeah. So where can we find you in the event that we want to get more insights from you?
Yeah, they can find me, on Instagram. You can find me on Growth by Design with KK. You can find me as well on Facebook with Conrad Kenny Agaba. And you can find me on those platforms. You can also find me on LinkedIn with the same name. So you can find me on any of these platforms with the same name. On YouTube, I also am Growth by Design with KK. So in other words, that's it. That's where you can find me.
Thank you so much, Coach KK. It has been a wonderful and awesome time. Just chatting and learning from you. I've learned so much, how you should know yourself, have a positive mindset. In fact, planning for major life events, it doesn't need to be just something that is so major. Little things that you do also culminate into how you can plan when major life events is either happening to you or it's going to happen to you. Thank you so much, and it's been a wonderful time with you. I wish we can go on and on, but every good thing at times will come to an end. But definitely, I know that I have gained a lot, and my listeners as well, they have gained a lot from you. So is there any final word for us that's before we go? Because really, it's been awesome talking to you.
The only thing I will tell anyone out there is that life will happen. Life will happen, but it takes being tough, mental strength to be able to overcome the life challenges. And we can always take the life challenges as stepping stones to the next level of growth and opportunity in our lives. Challenges actually come to help us up. Challenges are not designed to bring us down. It depends on how we see challenges. An eagle leverages on the storm to fly higher. And that's how life is. Storms are designed to take us higher, not to bring us low.
Not to bring us down. Oh, awesome. I love that closing word. Thank you so much, Coach
Conrad.
Thank you so much. Pleasure connecting with you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so pleased. Okay, Thank you so much. It's an honor to have me here. I'm honored to spend this time. Thank you for bringing me to your platform to really share and add value. I don't take it lightly. I want to honor you. I want to appreciate you for what you do, and that the grace of God will continue to lift you higher.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer. So, listeners and guests, join us again next time for another episode of the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. I know that you're going to have a good time listening to this. You can follow us on Instagram and on Facebook as well to get snippets of what we have shared today. Thank you so much and have a blessed day. Bye-bye. Bye.